经我们看诗篇103篇，就是103篇。You can turn your Bibles to Psalms 103, 诗篇103篇。我们农历新年就是很快到了，下个星期就是年初一。You know, Chinese New Year is just around the corner. Next week is the first day of Chinese New Year. 咁喺新年期间，我哋好希望得着祝福。And in the New Year, we hope that we can get blessing. 咁啊，可能福就系会希望咧，就系有一年到黑都系享受。And you know, we hope that we can have blessing throughout the year. 咁如果睇到希伯来话福呢个字咧，就系叫 brach 啊。So in Hebrew, the word for blessing is brach。咁啊喺圣经里边 ，brach 呢个字咧就系、是、有唔同嘅表示。And so in Hebrew, the word brach has different meanings。可以系表示跪下赞美。感谢神。 And it can mean that you bow and worship and praise God. 亦都可以表示是有神而来的祝福。 And it can also mean the blessings that you receive from God. 所以是当我们是神向人赐下福气，就是 brach. And so when God gives blessings, that is brach. 当我们向神献上赞美，又是 brach.And when we give thanksgiving to God, that is brach. So, this is 表示将一啲福气就系将一啲特别嘅权能力量俾某位。And so, you could say that blessing is actually giving bestowing someone with special power. 咁啊，所以神系将福俾我哋，系俾我哋一啲特别嘅即系能力。And so when God gives us blessing, it's giving us special power. 好似个福字，琴晚有人解释就系有衣、有食、有屋。And so like the Chinese word for blessing is we were talking last night in the fellowship. It means you have clothes to wear, a house to live in, you've got food to eat. 咁啊，呢啲都系特别嘅能力可以生存。And that's all special ability to give you to live.咁所以我哋系将福气俾翻神，就系感谢神俾我哋嘅福。And so we give blessings back to God when we thank Him for giving us His blessing， 系表示我哋承认福嘅源头系有神而嚟。And so it's actually meaning that we recognize that God is the source of blessing。所以今日我哋就系要睇俾赐祝福。And so this morning we're going to look at blessing one another. 神祝福我们，我们又祝福神。And so God blesses us and we bless God. 都是 brach. And it's all the same word in Hebrew, it's brach. 所以我们看诗篇103篇。And so as we look at Psalms 103, 史布真牧师他曾经讲过，这首诗篇就是用1000支笔都不能够写出来的，奇妙的内容是太广泛，是好像圣经的缩影，甚至是足够成为教会的一个诗歌集。Spurgeon said that there's too much in this psalm for 1,000 pens to write. It is one of those all-comprehending scriptures which is a Bible in itself, and it might alone almost suffice for the hymn book of the church. 咁啊，呢个诗篇有人解释，就系其实唔好分析，反而系要当系灵修去思考。And others have said this psalm calls more for devotion than exposition. 咁喺新年期间，我相信我哋希望得到神嘅福。咁呢首诗篇就系充满到福气。And in Chinese New Year, we want to receive blessings, and this psalm is full of blessings. 系鼓励我哋系感谢神俾我哋嘅福。And it encourages us to thank God for the blessings He gives us. 但亦都会睇到神俾我哋嘅福， But it also tells us of the blessings that God gives us. 我想看第一節到第四節,第五節先。 So let's look at verse 1 to 5 to begin. 我的心啊,你要稱頌耶和華, 這個Barak耶和華, 犯在我裡面的也要稱頌他的聖名。 Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. 我的心啊,你要Barak耶和華, 也不可忘記他的一切恩惠。 Barak the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. 他赦免你的一切罪孽,医治你的一切疾病。 Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. 他告诉你的名脱离死亡,以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。 Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. 他用美物使你所愿的得以知足, 以致你与婴返老还童。 He satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Yes, hi, Kato. Let's pray.
父啊,我们感谢你,我们可以享受你所赐的福。我们知道新年期间,我们很希望能够得福,但亦都希望是整个生命是满有你的福气。 我们相信福气是你所赐,我们都要多谢主你,你过去一年是给我们这么多这么丰富的恩典,我们真的感谢你,我们求你使用这个诗篇,让我们更加明白你所赐的恩,所赐的福,以致我们生命在新年期间,在整年的时候,都是见证到主你的荣耀。 所以我们多谢你听我们祷告,奉圣名求,Amen。在这个第一节,诗人应该是大卫写这个诗篇,他就说,我的心啊,你要称颂神。
And so we believe that David wrote this psalm, and he's saying in the first verse that he's blessed the Lord, O my soul.
他好像跟自己的里面的灵魂讲的东西。
And it's like he's talking to his own inner being, his own soul inside.
不知道是不是精神分裂呢?
Is that like when you're talking to yourself, you know, kind of schizophrenic there?
但是他是我们里面的真正的我的。
就要敬拜神。 And so he wants to worship the Lord from his innermost being, from the real, his true self.
我觉得在我们人生的时候,我们很多时候我们赞美主,可能就是用一些说话,唱一些歌词。
I think in our life, you know, often when we worship the Lord or we praise God, it's just words that we say or a song that we sing.
大卫说,我不想这样,这么义气。 我想全心全意认真去敬拜主。
But David is kind of saying, I don't want to just be something I'm doing out of repetition. I want to truly put my whole life, my whole being into worshiping the Lord.
跟着第二节呢,他说,我的心啊,你要称颂耶和华, 不可忘记他一切的恩惠。
And so in verse 2, he says, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
你记不记得过去一年神给你的恩惠呢?
Do you remember the blessings that God has given you over the last year?
我们要记得神的恩惠,不要忘记。
We need to remember the great things that God has done for us. And not forget.
很多时候我们就是要数算主的恩典。
And so many times we need to take into account and count the blessings.
大卫就是这样,他说,我不想忘记神你给我这么多福气。
And David is like that, he's saying, I don't want to forget these great awesome things that you've done for me.
我要记得神的恩惠。 所以我们跟着去到见到他在第三节开始讲神的恩惠是什么。
And so then he comes to verse 3 and he starts to tell us what the great blessings are.
嗱喺呢度可能你会见到多几样，但我系列出嚟十样嘢，佢要感谢主嘅。
And maybe you will find more than what I found, but I'm just listing out 10 different blessings that David is thanking God for.
佢其实有啲我系打孖嘅，其实可以分开嘅。
And there are some that I've put together as one, but you can actually separate them.
咁喺新年嘅时候，我哋想得福。呢度有十个伟大嘅福系俾你。
And so in Chinese New Year, you want to receive blessing. Here are 10 awesome blessings that God wants to give you.
有啲系已经俾咗你 ，some of them He's already given to you. 所以第三节已经有两个。
And in verse 3, there are 2.
他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who forgives all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases?
第一个恩惠福 brach 就系神赦免你嘅罪。
And so the first blessing, the first brach is that God has forgiven your sins.
呢个真系要感恩嘅事。
And this is something to be thankful and praise God for.
神系赦免我哋嘅罪。
God has forgives our sin.
呢个福系最大嘅福。
This is the greatest blessing you could ever receive.
我哋希望喺即系神会宽恕赦免系悦纳。
And we want God to forgive and to cleanse and to accept.
罪得赦免系大福气。
And for our sins to be forgiven is a great blessing.
神点可以系宽恕我哋嘅罪呢？
How can God forgive our sins?
是因为耶稣基督为我们死是十字架。
Because Jesus died on the cross for us.
耶稣流出他的宝血。
Jesus shed his blood for us.
我们就是免费得到神这份的礼物。
And we receive freely this gift of God.
圣经说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
The Bible says you are saved by grace through faith.
所以我们是免费接受神这份的恩典礼物。
And so we freely receive this gift of God.
是相信，是接受，跟着我们的罪得赦免。
And as we believe, we receive it, then our sins are forgiven.
这个很大的恩典。第二个因为福气 brach.
And then the second blessing that is given here, the second brach,
医治你一切的疾病
is that he heals all of your diseases.
感谢主耶稣神是行神迹的神。
And we praise God that God is a God who works miracles.
神是医治病，神有医病的能力。
God can heal and he has the power to heal.
这里写着神医治一切的疾病。
And here it says that God heals all your diseases.
神满有恩典，满有能力。
And God has that ability, has that power.
耶稣在世界上的时候是行神迹的医病。
When Jesus was on this earth, he worked miracles and he healed the sick.
一切的疾病包括身体方面，是精神方面，属灵生命，灵性方面。
And all your diseases includes physical diseases, mental diseases, and spiritual diseases.
病是罪的结果。
But you know, disease is a result of sin.
我们因为犯罪，我们身体会生病。
It's because we could have sin that our body has diseases.
这个是神话我们听，神是医治我们的。
And here it tells us that God heals.
但是这个医治就是表示神有这个医治的能力。
But here it's telling us that God has the ability to heal.
但是我们要向神有个信心的祷告。
And as we pray to God in faith,
我们求神是施行医治。
And we ask God to heal.
我们都要承认神是主权，我们要信服神的旨意。
But we also have to acknowledge that God is sovereign and we have to submit to his will.
有时神是选择不医治一些病。
And sometimes God chooses not to heal certain sicknesses.
有时我们的病，神是要我们是经历去学习成长。And sometimes God gives a few sickness teaches us lessons that we can grow. 有时神是透过疾病要磨练我们的信心。And sometimes through sickness, God wants to develop in us faith. 有时神透过疾病的要我们仰望祂，更加是将荣耀归返给神。And sometimes through sickness, God wants us to look to Him for strength and cause us to be a witness of His enduring power. 所以我们知道每一个人都要经历生老病死。And you know, all of us have to go through the process of birth, getting old, getting sick, and dying. 呢个系一个自然嘅，人人都要嘅经历。And this is a natural process, everybody has to go through it. 就算你活到120岁，你死嘅时候都系因为你身体病就死。好似以前天妈成日讲，系机器身体老，机器坏定系咩？人老机器坏、And you know, all of us, you know, even if you live to be 120 years old and you finally pass away, you pass away because of sickness, because your body deteriorates and is no longer functioning. 我们是知道人人都有一死， and we know that all of us will die one day. 所以这里说神医治一切的疾病，我们知道其实死这个病人人都要面对。 But as it says, we all will, God heals all our diseases, but yet we all will face death. 所以我们知道其实有些病神就不医治。 And so actually, in the natural, logically thinking, we know that God is not going to heal every disease. 他有这个能力，但是他不是一切所有的疾病一定会医治。And we know He has that ability, but He's not going to heal every sickness. 我们要看神的旨意，顺服神的主权。 We need to look at what His sovereign will is and submit to His will for our life. 我们可以求神，我们可以仰望，但我们求神给我们力量去面对。 We can pray, we can seek the Lord, we can trust the Lord, but we should more trust the Lord for giving us strength to endure and to stand.但是肯定一样嘢，当我哋上到天嘅时候，喺天堂嘅时候系冇疾病，一切嘅疾病系得医治。But one thing you can be assured of, when you get to heaven and you're in heaven, all your diseases will be washed away and be healed. There is no sickness in heaven. 喺呢个地上，因为我哋喺呢个罪恶嘅身体系有病，但系上到天系冇嘅。So here in this earth, on this physical planet, in the physical body, we have sickness. But when we get to heaven, He heals all of our diseases.我们罪得赦免，神又医治我们的疾病。我想我们追求神宽恕我们的罪，是和神和好，是重要的追求身体得医治。 You know, it says that God forgives our sin and He heals our diseases. I think it's more important to seek after His forgiveness.And His being restored in a right relationship with God than it is to be seeking after physical healing.
咁第四节佢继续讲第三个祝福
，and then in verse 4 he continues with the fourth blessing, Barak.
话他救赎你的命脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who redeemed your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
那这个第四个福就是神救赎我们脱离死亡。
And so here's that He redeems us from destruction, from death.
死亡是身体一个必经的一个的事情。
Death is something that we all must face.
所以我们知道人人都要死 and we know that all of us will die. 罪的公价乃是死
and the wages of sin is death.
所以我们这个经文说他救赎我们的命脱离死亡
but here it says He redeems us, our life from destruction, from death.
有什么矛盾呢？ Is there a conflict here?
是冇矛盾。
There is no conflict. 因为我们知道人人有一死，死后有审判。Because we know that everyone must, it's appointed the man wants to die, but after death, there is judgment.
我们在审判企在神的面前，神是要看到你有没有相信他接受他的救恩。
And as you, after you die, you go and stand before the judgment throne of God, and he looks and sees, do you believe in his son, Jesus Christ?
如果你是相信耶稣基督，你是上到天堂。
And if you believed in Jesus Christ, you go into heaven.
如果你不相信，你就被审判，是落到永远的火。这个是第二次死。
And if you don't believe in Jesus Christ, then you are judged and you are sent to eternal damnation. And that is the second death.
所以这里说明是他救赎我们脱离死亡。
And so it says he redeems your life from destruction.
他说第二次死不是身体死。
And so he redeems your life from destruction. It's the second death, not the physical death.
你的身体一定会经过死。
And your physical body one day will die.
但是你信耶稣，你可以有这个永生的盼望。
But if you trust in Jesus Christ, you have that eternal hope.
因为信耶稣，我是上到天堂，有永生。
Because of Jesus Christ, I can go and have eternal life.
我们是不配，我们是这个救恩是我们是不值得拥有。
You know, we're not worthy, we don't deserve to have this eternal life.
但这里说是以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
But here it says that he crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
是因为神的怜悯，因为神爱你，所以你不配，但神是免费给你。
It's because of God's love and his mercy. You don't deserve it, you shouldn't have it, but God loves you and he gives it to you freely.
只要你愿意接受。All you need to do is be willing to receive.
那这个是一个非常之大的福气。This is an awesome blessing that God gives us.
但是第五节他继续讲更大的福气。
But in verse 5 he continues on with an even bigger blessing.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足，以致你如鹰返老还童。
Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles.
这个第四个福。
This is the fourth blessing I see here.
用美物使你所愿得以知足。
That he satisfies your mouth with good things.
那我们要清楚神不是用物质来使我们知足。
We need to understand God is not going to satisfy you with material blessings.
因为物质无论你有几多都不会令到你知足。
Because no matter how many material possessions you have, it will not make you satisfied.
无论你有赚几多钱，有得到几多钱，都唔会知足。
And no matter how much money you make and how much money you have, you will not be satisfied.
越有钱，越想要多钱。
And the more money you get, the more money you want to have.
系冇底坑，系唔会知足。
And it's a never-ending, it's a bottomless pit. It does not satisfy.
系钱物质唔可以令到人知足。
Physical possessions, material possessions, money does not satisfy.
神是知道我们的需要。
God knows what we need.
神是知道你需要有屋，你需要有饭食，你需要有衣着。
God knows you need a house to live in, you need food to eat, you need clothes to wear.
所以个福字啊，琴晚我哋讨论过个啊，衣字旁啊，有一间屋，有巧嘅，有食嘢，有田地啊，供应食物，系代表福。
And so last night they're talking about the Chinese word for blessing. On one side, it's clothes, and then you have a house, you have a mouth that's satisfied with food, and you have a field that can provide your sustenance. So you're blessed.
但系神知道我哋需要衣食住行，but
God knows we need these things.
所以耶稣说，不要为衣食住行忧虑。
And so Jesus said, don't be anxious for the things that you eat and where you're going to live and all that. Jesus said, God will provide.
神知道你的需要, God knows your need.
神会供应你所需要的一切。God will provide all that you need.
但神可能透过你的工作供应
，maybe God provides through your job，
或者神透过其他方法供应
，or maybe God provides through other means。
但我哋信耶稣，我哋去相信神会照顾我一切所需要嘅。
But as we believe in Jesus Christ, we can have this faith that we know that He will provide for everything I need。
我唔需要担心衣食住行。
I don't need to worry about where my food is coming from, where I'm going to live, and what I'm going to wear.
我需要积极工作，但我可以仰望神嘅供应。
I need to work hard, but I need to also trust in God for His provision.
但系当我哋系神供应我哋需用嘅。我们应该知足
But as we receive what God has provided, then we should be satisfied.
知足就是满足
And satisfaction means that you're fulfilled.
是不是不停追求要更多要更大要越来越犀利的
And it's not that constant pursuit and seeking after. I want more, I want more, I want bigger, I want greater.Grander.
保罗教我哋咧，佢话佢已经学，无论系咩环境，都要知足。
And Paul taught, and he said that he's learned that in any situation to be satisfied.
佢无论喺缺乏嘅时候，或者充足嘅时候，都系有知足嘅心。
He said, whether I am in need or if I'm in abundance, I've also learned to be satisfied.
因为真正嘅知足系神喺里边俾你。
Because true satisfaction comes from what God puts in your heart.
我拥有嘅嘢系唔关事。
The things that I possess are not going to make a difference.
所以基督徒喺新年期间呢我哋唔会话恭喜发财，生意兴隆，我都唔识讲，因为唔少讲。
So Christians at Chinese New Year, we don't say 恭喜发财 ，or we don't say you know may your business be blessed and abundant， 大吉大利，
反而我哋系会讲新年快乐，身体健康，学业进步。
But we will say, you know, Happy New Year, good health to you. Maybe you, your studies, be blessed this year.
应该更好，就系讲一啲灵命长进，福杯满溢。
I think even a greater blessing is to say, may you grow spiritually this year. May your God's blessings be poured out upon you.
Because
those are the blessings that come from God. We don't want to dwell on the physical blessings of materialism.We want to dwell on the blessings that God gives to our spirit.
那保罗在提摩太前书第六章是讲这个知足的问题，讲得好好。
And Paul in 1 Timothy chapter 6, he talks about this whole thing about blessing, and he says it very well.
提摩太前书第六章第六节到第十节。
And in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 to 10, this is what he says.
然而健强加上知足的心便是大利了
Now godliness with contentment is great gain
因为我们没有
带什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. 只要有衣有食，就当知足。And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. 但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。 But those who have a desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. 贪财是万恶之根，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多受苦把自己刺透了。For the love of many is the root of all kinds of evil, which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
所以我们看得到，圣经给我们不是追求钱，不是财神刀，财神刀，哒哒哒哒。我们仰望主耶稣给我们的恩典。
And so you see, as Christians, God does not want us to be keep seeking after that gold pile of riches, that pot of gold. He wants us to be seeking after his love and grace.
那如果神祝福你有钱，这是神的福气，知足。如果神不祝福你有钱，都是神的祝福，你要知足。
If God blesses you with riches in abundance, that's God's blessing. Praise God. Be content. If he doesn't bless you with his riches and material blessings, that's also his blessing. Be content.
是不是仰望主，还是仰望钱？
Are you looking to God, or are you looking to the finances?
我们知道上到天堂的时候，神是祝福我们，是非常之，是天上无缺乏，是非常之好。
But we know when we get to heaven, God gives us the greatest blessing in abundance.
所以我们信耶稣得的福就是拯救、永生、平安、爱心、喜乐和满足感。
So as you trust in the Lord and the blessings he gives you is salvation, eternal life, peace, love, joy, fulfillment, satisfaction.
神供应给我们这些福气是非常之感恩。
And as God provides these great blessings, it's awesome.
那在这个第五节呢，他又讲埋与鹰返老还童。
But in the end of verse 5, it says that, you know, you renew your strength like an eagle.
那我将这个福和知足的福连在一起，可以分开的。其实
I put this blessing in contentment, this one, you can actually separate it.
我查询上网研究，因为以前听过，那我想肯定是不是，我找不到证据。
I went searching on the internet, I went looking for evidence, for proof, because I've heard things in the past that I can't find any proof for.
咩叫返老还童?
What is it to be renewed in your youth? Your strength renewed like an eagle.
咁啊，鹰呢就系一般嘅寿命系30到40岁。
An eagle lives about 30 to 40 years.
但是他一直呢就是强壮，一直满有力量。
But eagles are strong and powerful even till the day they die.
他的视力又是强，他又好有威猛。
And they have strong eyesight and they're awesome and they're powerful beings.
可能个意思就是说，因为你一路依靠神，亲近神，神是一直给你好像鹰咁精神。龙马精神咁样。
And maybe what it's meaning, because as you keep seeking after the Lord and trusting in God, that God is going to daily renew your strength so that you have the strength of an eagle.
所以龙马精神应该叫鹰精神，是不是？
And so the Chinese word for the strength of a dragon and 龙马, a dragon and a horse. Let's change it to the strength of an eagle.
咁我一路听到人哋解释就就话鹰咧就系喺个嘴巴咧就会起一个嘅水泡，或者个气泡，佢越大嘅时候个泡系越大，咁呢个泡系影响佢视线，跟住佢嘅飞啊喺高空飞落去睇唔准咧，就系搞唔到对照，令到佢唔平衡，所以佢入唔到啲小老鼠。
I've always been taught that you know the eagles on their beak, you know they get this growth that grows on their beak, maybe a water sac or air sac, and the older they get, the bigger it gets, and it obstructs their vision, and so that from there up in the sky, they can't really see the little rat down there, the rodent that they're going to catch, and it gets them off balance.
跟住佢又为咗解决呢个问题，佢向上飞 ，and the solve this problem, he flies up into the upper stratosphere. 跟住因为气压嘅问题，气压就影响呢个 pork 就爆。And because of the pressure from the upper stratosphere, it causes this bubble to pop.
跟住佢嘅精神就翻翻嚟，视力就翻翻嚟，就可以即系好似以前咁精神。
And then the bubble pops, and he's got the strength renewed, and he can keep flying down and catching the rodent.
但我上网找不到这个证据，所以我不知道是哪里来，是不是假的传说，我不知道，你可以回去查。
I can't find any evidence for that on the internet, so maybe it's not true, but you know, you can go and check it out.
无论如何，神要日日给你龙马精神。
But no matter what it is, every day God wants to renew your strength like the dragon and the horse. No, like the eagle.
龙马精神如鹰返老系统还童、
And so God wants to renew your strength like the eagle, not like the dragon and the horse.
Okay, 第六节第五个恩。
And in verse 6, I see the fifth blessing.
耶和华施行公义，为一切受屈的人伸冤。
The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel.
这个第五个福就是神为受屈的人伸冤。
And so the fifth blessing is that God has justice for all the oppressed.
你今天受屈是吗？被人逼迫吗？受人欺凌吗？
Are you oppressed today? Are you persecuted? Are you being harassed?
神是公义，是为受屈的人伸冤。
God is righteous, and he executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed.
我觉得这个是非常之好。我们在这个地上，我们面对很多的屈气的。
Throughout life, we go through all sorts of oppression.
身边的人，可能老细，可能隔离邻居，可能是亲戚。
Maybe it's your boss, maybe it's your neighbor, maybe it's one of your relatives.
受屈是很辛苦。
But to be oppressed is danger. It's difficult.
有时我们想报仇。 Sometimes we want to take revenge. 有时我们想整一碗东西给他。
And sometimes we want to take action in our own hands.
但是神是伸冤，为我们伸冤。
But it's God who has vengeance.
我们要等候仰望神的时间为我们伸冤。
We need to trust and wait and look to the Lord in his timing for revenge.
大卫就是受扫罗 的追逐，无理就是要杀大卫。
And David had to endure Saul chasing after him, trying to kill him for no reason at all.
但是大卫说，伸冤在神，我不可以动手是杀神的受膏者。
But David said, vengeance belongs to the Lord. I can't take matters in my own hands. I need to trust God to do it.
大卫等了很久，是走来走去，终于神就在战场的时候，扫罗死了，神是伸冤。
And David had to wait a long time, and finally one day Saul died on the battlefield, and God had vengeance.
可能我们就希望在今生见到神就解决那个恶人。 And maybe you're hoping that God will take care of that evil person in this lifetime. 但有时呢要等到回到天家在审判台前。 But sometimes we have to wait until we stand before God on judgment day. 因为事实上他不信耶稣，他在神的审判台前他要落地狱，是永永远远。 Because in reality, if he's not a Christian, if he doesn't know Jesus Christ, he stands before the judgment seat of God, he gets sent eternally to damnation. 你就是永永远远在天上，深渊是神。 And you're eternally in heaven with God, vengeance is of the Lord. 神是有日人人都要站在他审判台前。One day, everybody's going to stand before God's judgment seat. 我们现在就可能要学忍、等、交托给神。 And so today we need to learn to trust, to endure, and to lift it up into his hands. 神，我不解决，我是交托给你，你用你的方法，靠你给我能力去忍受。 We can say, Lord, I'm not going to take matters in my own hands. I give it to you. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I pray that you give me the strength to endure. 我们看跟着下来那个第八节。 Look at verse 8. 耶和华有怜悯，有恩典，不轻易发怒，且有丰盛的慈爱。 The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in mercy. 这个福气非常之大。 What an awesome blessing. 第六个福，神有怜悯，不轻易发怒。The sixth blessing, God is full of mercy and is not easily angered. 弟兄姊妹，我们受屈气怨气的，我好想爆，是不是？ You get, you know, falsely accused, you get oppressed, you know, you get stressed out, you want to blow up. 我们感谢主，神不是好似我的。I praise God, God is not like me. 因为如果神好似我的时候，少少嘢，当我一只蚂蚁的手指，毁灭咗。I praise God that if God was like me, just out of these little things, he just squashed me out like I was a little ant, you know,如果神是很容易发怒的，我日日都被他。And if God was easily angered, I think every day I'd be wiped out by God. 是不是？小小事，感谢主神是对我是不容易发怒的。Praise God that God is not easily angered at me. 但是话你听，神是一善同人。But God treats everybody the same.所以那个成日搞虾你，你屈你的。So how about that person that's persecuting you, oppressing you? 神都是不轻易发怒。God is still not easily angered. 神是要给机会他。God is also giving them an opportunity. 好像给你的机会一样。Like he gave you the opportunity.我们是因为神爱我们，我们有机会去悔改，神同样是爱那个人，是给机会去悔改。 And as God loves you and gave you an opportunity to repent, God also loves that person and is giving them an opportunity to repent. 感谢主，神不轻易发怒。 Praise God that God is not easily angered. 他有怜悯。He's got mercy and grace. 第九节 ,verse 9. 他不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. 感谢主第七个恩。不长久责备，也不永远怀怒。Praise God, that he will not always, here it says strive in the New King James, that it could be condemn us. And he will not keep his anger forever. 弟兄姊妹，长久责备 表示神是宽恕。You know, to strive to be enmity, to be condemning and convicting. But he doesn't continue to do that because he forgives. 神是会宽恕赦免怜悯。And God forgives and cleanses our heart.
当我们是犯罪的时候，我们有这个内疚心肠。
And when you commit sin, then you get, feel guilt in your heart.
你感受到跟神好像有个张力。
And you feel like there's a strife between you and God and a conflict.
但当你认罪悔改，
But when you repent and ask forgiveness,
神就宽恕赦免。
Then God forgives and cleanses it.
是解决 it's over, it's done.
因为解决了神不长久责备。And because it's over, he doesn't condemn, he doesn't have that feeling of guilt anymore.
我们因为耶稣的宽恕，我们跟神之间那个的关系恢复。
And because God is forgiven, our relationship with God is restored.
那当然，如果我们是犯错、做错事，譬如触犯社会的法例，可能法官判我入终身监禁，我认罪悔改，神是宽恕我，我在神之间是解决，但是地上的法例我都要受制裁。
Now, if I've committed a crime on this earth and the judge sentenced me to life imprisonment or the death penalty, I can repent of my sin and I can be restored with God, but I still have to receive the judgment of this world.
但这个的内心的责备，内心的内疚，因为信耶稣，神是宽恕赦免，神不再责备。
But the inner guilt, that feeling of I failed and I'm no good, God takes it away.
你可以简单来讲，神宽恕，宽恕到底。
You could say God forgives completely.
神宽恕赦免，就是停止责备，不再怀恼。
And when God forgives, he doesn't keep condemning and getting on your case, and he doesn't keep his anger forever.
是更加俗地讲，神不会记旧账。
Maybe even more clearly say, God doesn't keep old records and accounts.
神不会反仇之前的错。
And God doesn't bring up the things of the past.
夫妇成日吵架，跟住讲死性不改，你十年前咁样，今日又系咁。
As husband and wife, you know, we get in arguments and you argue and say, oh, you never change, you've been like that for 10 years and you're still like that.
神就唔会咁啦，神唔会长久责备。
God doesn't continue to condemn.
佢唔会怀。Why low?
He doesn't keep grudges.
你睇第十节， look at verse 10. 他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有照我们的罪业报应我们。
He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities.
我们犯罪，这个福气非常之大。第八个福啊
，This is the eighth blessing, and it's an awesome blessing.
我哋犯罪做错事
，We commit sin, we do wrong things.
但神不按我哋嘅罪待我哋
，But God doesn't deal with us according to our sin.
你犯罪，你系值得死，你值得毁灭，你值得。
You commit sin, you're worthy of death. You're worthy to be wiped out and.
但神怎样待你？
But how does God deal with you?
神说我爱你，我宽恕你，我赦免你。 God says, I love you, I forgive you, and I cleanse you. 最奇妙是因为神的儿子耶稣基督为我们死的十字架，耶稣是承担我们的惩罚。
And the amazing thing is that because God's own son, Jesus Christ, he received your punishment for you on the cross.
耶稣是代替你死，
Jesus died in your place. 耶稣担当你的罪。Jesus took your sins upon himself. 神是没按你的罪待你，神是按你的罪待耶稣。God doesn't deal with you according to your sins. God dealt with Jesus according to your sins.
耶稣没有犯罪，耶稣不需要死，但因为他担当我们的罪，神是惩罚耶稣代替惩罚你。
Jesus never sinned. He didn't have to die, but he took your sins upon him. And when he died, God judged your sins in Jesus. He dealt with your sins on Jesus.
这个人是非常好，他没有按我们的罪待我们，他代了耶稣，耶稣代替我们死。
He doesn't deal with us according to our iniquities. He punished Jesus in our place.
当然，如果你不信耶稣呢？不好意思，你不信耶稣，耶稣不会担当你的罪。
Of course, if you don't believe in Jesus, I'm sorry, he will not take your sins.
你要相信他，你要愿意接受，话耶稣听，多谢你代替我死。我得到你的宽恕。
You need to say to Jesus, thank you, Jesus, for dying for me, and I accept your forgiveness.
如果你不接受耶稣的宽恕，你的罪神都要代你去受审判。
If you don't receive the free gift of Jesus Christ, then God will deal with you according to your sins, and you will be judged.
第十一节和第十二节是很宝贵的经文。
Verse 11 and 12, some awesome promises.
天理地何等的高，他的慈爱向敬畏他的人也是何等的大。
For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards those who fear him.
东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
第九个福就是神将我们的罪和我们分开。
The ninth blessing is that God has removed our sins from us.
天有何等的高，神的慈爱有何等的大。
How high is the heaven from the earth? How great is God's love?
你有没有办法想象到神对你的爱有多少？
Can you imagine how much God loves you?
神的爱有这么多这么伟大。
God loves you so much, so great.
但这个讲到当我们的罪被宽恕洗干净，是一个彻底的洗干净。
But here it's telling us that when God cleanses your sin, when he forgives your sin, it's a total cleansing, a complete cleansing.
是彻底洗干净，是清洁，一啲瑕疵都冇，鞋漏即都冇。
And so God cleanses you so clean that it's sparkling clean. There's not a single speck of remnant of your sin left.
我想大家明下，神讲东同埋西离开几远。为什么神用南和北？
Why did God use east and west and not north and south?
如果你在上飞机向西移动，你一路向西围绕地球几多个圈，你继续向西都永远都是找不到东那个位置。
If you get on a plane and you go west and you travel around the earth many timesYou keep going west, you will never find a place that's called east.
你调转方向向东而行，继续行，你永远行都找不到一个西的一点。
And if you change directions and you keep going east, keep going for eternity, you never find a place that is called west.
但是如果你上飞机上北，
but if you get on a plane and you go north,
你上到北极圈，一过到北极，过咗
你唔再向北，你开始向南。But if you go north and you go to the Arctic Circle, and then as you cross the North Pole, once you cross the North Pole, you're not going north anymore. You start going south.
如果你向南一路下移到南極，一過咗南極，你會再翻上嚟係向北。
But if you go to the South Pole and you keep going south and you cross the South Pole and you, what happens? You instantly start going north.
點解神話將你嘅罪同東同埋西分開咁遠？
Why did God say He separates your sin as far as the east is from the west?
因為呢個係冇得計啊。
Because that you cannot measure it.
我可以計南同埋北，我有得計。
I can measure the north to the south.
但我冇得計東同埋西。
But I cannot measure east to west.
神將你嘅罪完全分開咁遠，你冇得計。
God has separated your sin so far from you, you can't even measure it.
即係冇咗啦。你一認罪悔改，你嘅罪冇咗。
When you repent of your sins, you ask God's forgiveness, it's gone.
你話：但係今日我犯罪，祈禱求神寬恕。
Say today, commit sin, I ask God's forgiveness.
好，聽日我又犯罪。
And then tomorrow I commit another sin.
我話：神啊，唔好意思，我有你噶。
Say, Father, I'm sorry, I come again.
神话系咩？我记录今日第一次，
跟住后日又犯罪 ，and then again the next day I commit another sin。
哎呀，神，我有日日都咁样犯罪，麻烦你，我知道我积埋好多罪。神话系咩？我得一次啊。
And then you know you come the next day again and say, "I come again. I've got all these sins accumulated." And God says, "Really? There's only one record here."
你认罪悔改，神就拆走佢啊。
And when you ask God's forgiveness, He washes it away.
冇咗咯，再犯罪再嚟有冇啊
？And then you commit another sin. Is it there?
永远都系一个。你认罪悔改，神就宽恕，就冇咗。
Every time you commit a sin and you repent of it, you come to God. It's only that one sin.
佢唔会积埋一个好长篇嘅。
He's not going to keep a record of it.
大唔大福啊 ？Is this a big blessing?
神爱你好大，不会稍后算账。Praise God, He's not going to bring up the past and trap you because of what you did 10 years ago.
十三节 ，verse 13，父亲怎样怜恤他的儿女。
As a father pities his children.And mercies, has mercy on his children. So the Lord pities those who fear him.
这个第十个福是神怜恤敬畏他的人。
The tenth blessing is that God has mercy on those who worship him.
这个非常之大的福。我们不配，但神怜悯。
We don't deserve it, but God has mercy.
我们是感谢主，因为神的怜悯。我们得到救赎、怜悯、拯救、赦免、不责备，给我们丰盛的慈爱，有满足、有医治、有为我们伸冤。
Look at all the things that God does for us. Because of His mercy, He redeems us. He has mercy on us. He saves us. He forgives us. He doesn't condemn us. He gives us His great abundant love. He satisfies. He heals.
He takes vengeance for us. 神的怜悯、怜恤。父亲是怎样怜恤他的儿女？
How do fathers have mercy on their children?
有些父亲未必是怜悯他的儿女。Maybe some fathers don't have mercy on their children. 但一般我们做父母是锡我们自己的子女，是不是？
But most of us as parents, we love our children, right?
但神话好似父亲爱佢儿女，神更加爱你。
But what God is saying is, as a father loves his child or mercy has pity on his child, God even much more has mercy and love for you.
十四节到十六节 ，Let's look at verse 14 to 16。 因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土。
For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust.
至于世人，他的年日如草一样，他发往的如野地的花。
As for man, his days are like grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourishes.
经风一吹，便归无有，他的远处也不再认识他。
For as the wind passes over it, it is gone, and its place remembered it no more.
神怜恤我们，其实很奇妙，我不明白为什么神爱我们。
God has pity and mercy on us, and I don't understand why.
因为人是什么?
What are we?
你说我们是尘土。
We're just dust.
今天在这里,明天不见了。
We're here today and gone tomorrow.
我们人生很短暂。
Our life is short.
一百年算什么?
What is 100 years?
美国总统一百年现在没了新人上任。八年后有没有记得?
The American president, after 8 years now, he's out of office. Somebody knew. 8 years now, will anyone remember?
一百年后有没有人记得?
100 years from now, anyone remember?
有没有人记得一百年前美国有咩总统啊?
Can you remember who was president 100 years ago?
唔记得啊，我都唔知啊。人生短暂，好快过。
Life is short, it just comes.
后年就离开，鸡年啊嚟紧。
The year of the monkey is leaving. The year of the chicken is coming.
鸡年之后咩年?
And after the year of the chicken, what year is that?
唔知啊，计下先啊，十二生肖啊，唔知啊。I don't know. Let me think. 12 zodiac.
其实人生好短暂，又嚟又走，又嚟又走，循环不息。Life is short. It just comes and goes and comes and goes.
点解神会咁爱我哋呢个？咁脆弱尘土嘅一班人。
Why does God love us? We're just frail, weak pieces of dust.
因为神创造你，因为神创造你，神爱你。
It's because God created you. He loves you.
神唔系睇到你系冇用嘅，神唔系睇你喺人群当中系只不过系其中一个。
God doesn't look at you as a worthless being. God doesn't look at you as just one in the number of a crowd.
神睇到你系好特别，神睇到你系好特殊，独一无二。
God sees you as a unique individual, as the one of a kind.
神创造你系有原因，系特别嘅。
God created you special for a purpose.
你身体尘土，但神爱你。
Your body, physical body is just dust, but God loves you.
神创造你里面是一个灵魂的。
God created inside you a spirit.
神想永远同你一起在天上。
And God wants to be with you forever in eternity.
你睇十七节到十九节
，Look at verse 17 to 19。
但耶和华的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从紧古到永远，他的公义也归于子子孙孙。
But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear Him, and His righteousness to God, to children's children。
就是那些遵守他的约。纪念他的训示而遵行的人
To such as keep his covenant and to those who remember his commandments to do them.
耶和华在天上定位宝座，他的权柄统管万有。
The Lord has established his throne in heaven and his kingdom rules over all.
一个大对比，人只不过短暂尘土，但神是永永远远。
What a big contrast.We're just dust, specks of dust, and we're short-lived, but God goes forever.
但呢个永远永远嘅神系爱你，关心你。
But this eternal God loves you and cares for you.
佢想同你一齐过永远
，and He wants to spend eternity with you.
你睇到十个福神俾我哋。因为他爱你。
And all these 10 blessings we just talked about, God gives to you because He loves you. 最后睇二十节到二十二节 ，and look finally at the last few verses 20 to 22。听从他命令，成全他旨意，有大能的天使都要称颂耶和华。Bless the Lord, you his angels who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of the Lord. 你们作他的诸君，作他的仆役，行他所喜悦的，都要称颂耶和华。Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his, who do his pleasure. 你们一切被他造的，在他所治理的各处，都要称颂耶和华。我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul.大卫完结这个诗篇好似他开始的诗篇一样。David closes the psalm the way he started the psalm. 要称颂 Barak, Yehovah. We need to bless the Lord, Barak, the Lord. 因为神祝福我们。Because God has blessed us, 神是 Barak 我们。God has Barak us. 所以我们 Barak 神。So we Barak him.我们彼此 Barak, 彼此祝福。So we bless him and he blesses us and we bless him in thanksgiving. 我们看到神这个福气是伟大，连我天使都要赞美神。And his blessing is awesome. Even the angels need to bless the Lord. 所以今天我们未进入新年的时候，鼓励大家去称谢、称颂、感谢神，数算神的恩典。And so as you prepare to go into the new year, I encourage you to bless the Lord, to count his blessings in your life over the last year. 靠神俾你能够在新年期间成为别人的祝福。And may God use you during the Chinese New Year to be a blessing to others. 神是这么怜悯我们，宽恕我们，我们更加要愿意怜悯宽恕其他人。And as God has blessed us and forgiven us, we need to be willing to forgive and have mercy on those around us. 神是想你做神的见证，将他的爱给别人分享。And God wants you to be his testimony as you share his love with others. 一起祈祷。Let's pray. 主啊，我们知道这个诗篇太美丽，分析是分析不到，我们要思考，要默想。我们求主，不好意思，我们求主给我们的信心去接受主你的恩惠。我们求主宽恕赦免我们的罪，我们不想带着我们的罪进入新年，我们不想有内疚心重。我求耶稣你宽恕赦免，洗干净我心。我相信耶稣你为我舍十字架，给我永生，可以脱离罪的捆绑。求主你的福气临到我们当中每一位，以致我们得到真正的福，是灵魂最需要的福，是宽恕赦免、怜悯、知足。我们感谢你，多谢你听我们祷告，奉主名求， Amen。我鼓励你们回去再看这个诗篇，再默想，才可以更加搭下深入认识下这个的教导。 I encourage you to go home and read through this psalm and meditate on this psalm and absorb the real essence of what he's teaching, that you can take it to heart. 默想之后去散会。
Ah!